warned anyone with young children in the room.
Go to commercial.
You're about to see.
You okay, Jack?
It's profoundly disturbing and shocking. You get out there, Mr. Midnight.
Hi guys, and welcome to this episode of Flickering Dreams. It's me, Scott Forbes, and joining me today for this one is Reverend Andy Godfrey. Let me pass you over to him to let you know what he thinks about this film.
It's been a good week for horror films because we also had, of course, Late Night with the Devil as well as Immaculate. So Late Night with the Devil, for me, comes on like a demented Twilight Zone episode or an episode, I guess the modern day equivalent would be Inside Number 9. We meet a late night talk show host desperate to improve his ratings, and his plan is that on Halloween he will produce a very, very spooky, very creepy Halloween special. He has a number of guests, including a clairvoyant who claims he can contact dead relatives of people in the audience. He also has a demon possessed girl on the show.
You're meddling with things you don't understand.
Whoa! Now, as you know, here on Night Owls, we think it's very important to keep an open mind. Please welcome Dr. June Ross Mitchell and Lily, the young subject of the book, Conversations with the Devil.
I really don't think it's a good idea, Jack. She's becoming more unpredictable.
That's a good thing. That's why we still do live TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
This didn't go where I was expecting it to. It's a found footage movie. So in colour, we get to see the footage that was, quote, aired. And then in black and white, we get to see what happened during the commercial breaks. We also get to see at the end of the film a kind of elongated ending, which is really, really surreal. I mean, surreal. And it's really well worth it. This, again, is a very satisfying horror film. I didn't find it particularly scary, but I did find it immensely enjoyable, immensely good fun, and really, really good performances. So Late Night with the Devil, again, recommended from me.
So obviously, Andy was a fan of that one. And I've got to tell you, folks, I had a blast with this one as well. Very low-budget horror film from the Shudder studio. Didn't fully know what to expect either, but I think the format was fascinating. I've never seen a film like this where we're getting that introduction to this late night talk show host's history leading up to this Halloween special. And then, yeah, to just actually play us pretty much an episode of a TV show with that sort of commercial breaks interspersed. It was just such a unique idea. I mean, there might have been something like it before, but I haven't seen it. For me, this one was so disturbing. From the early scenes where you're like, this is a little bit cheesy, I'm not sure exactly why this is happening. But as the film ramps up and goes on to the more supernatural stuff, it goes really sort of old school body horror gore at points. And it's fascinating what we see with the girl and how the devil's brought out. And how they play with camera work as well to make you think what's real, what's not real. And as Andy was saying there, it's got such a surreal sort of final act where it's going all over the place. He mentions Twilight Zone. That's actually a really good comparison because at points I was like, I don't know what I'm watching. I don't know where it's going. I didn't know when it was going to end or how it was going to end. It did end, I thought it was extremely satisfying where it finished, because it messed with my mind. I was sitting on the edge of my seat for the majority of this film, particularly the second half. I just thought, what a nice way to see a film that I hadn't seen before, a film that I hadn't seen before, and get such a joy out of it. I, like Andy, want to be scared a bit more often. Growing up, I watched so many horror films that most of them don't scare me these days. This one really got to me. I left the cinema world afterwards, and when I was out in the car park, there was these group of kids, sort of teenagers, all in black, and I just found myself like really nervous walking around them. And I don't really feel like that, but after seeing a film like this, just my whole body was tense, and I was on the edge, and I was like, I was just thinking about everything being creepy and scary, and just like, oh no, there's danger everywhere. And I don't know why. It just messed with my head. And I'm quite happy that it messed with my head because it means that it did its job. And so for me, I was impressed. And I'm going to actually give this one an 8 out of 10. Here's back to Andy for his score.
What an amazing thing. It's like London buses. You wait for one and two come along at once. You wait for decent horror films, two come along at once. Immaculate was an 8 out of 10. So is Late Night with the Devil. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yes, easy maths again. This one makes a Flickering Dreams score of 8 out of 10. And it's another hit. So thanks for listening, guys, and watching if you're seeing us on YouTube. Please do like, share, subscribe, and basically tell everyone how great we are and get us some more viewers. Bye, guys.